Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
I'm Seth Meyers. What's up, Broadway?
Welcome to a special bonus episode of The Theater Podcast. I'm Ellen Seals. Back on February 10th, 2022, I had the amazing opportunity to be on the red carpet with some of Broadway's greatest fans and, of course, superstars. Please check out my Instagram feed for some pictures and videos of the event, including content with, you know, Cynthia Nixon, Anne Hathaway, and Andrew Lloyd Webber. He's an up-and-comer. Keep your eye on him. But let's dive into this episode. Music Man has a very special place in my heart, and I actually credit it as one of the three shows I've watched over and over again as a kid that cemented musical theater into my life. I have actually never seen it on stage until this production, and it's a production that all of you need to see, but don't take my word for it. Here's Randy Rainbow.
It made me gay. My mother used to put me to sleep with the album of the Music Man every single night, and that's how this happened. So it's this very, very special show for me tonight. I've never seen Hugh Jackman on stage before, if you can believe it, so this is my first Hugh Jackman experience. And Sutton Foster, who I love and have been following since she was in diapers. So I can't wait for the whole thing.
Speaking to me before the show, Tony-winning choreographer Warren Carlyle, who is also personal friends with Hugh Jackman and the Music Man choreographer, by the way, had this to say about his experience with the show.
You know, it's interesting. It means a lot. I think Music Man is very American, and I wasn't born here. You know, I choose to be American. I chose to become an American citizen, and I love how American it is. It takes place on July 4th. I love the love story of it. I think the love story is just extraordinary and unexpected. And for me as a choreographer, there's a ton of dance. There's a ton of opportunities. There are some great numbers in there.
Let's hear from the stars themselves. Here are Sutton Foster and Hugh Jackman speaking on how they approached their interpretation for these iconic characters.
These characters are very complex. You know, there's a lot going on. I mean, I can speak for Marion, but Harold Hill is a complex dude,
yeah.
You know, and I feel like, but for me, it was finding with Marion, it was, I felt like she had, she had a lot of darkness, and I think with a lot of darkness comes a lot of comedy. Mm-hmm. So I thought there were a lot of opportunity. There was a lot of opportunity with her. But I in approaching her too, and even I had to kind of pretend like the show had never existed. So in that we were in the hands of, you know, Jerry Zaks and Warren Carlyle, and they were treating it the same way. They were ready to sort of rediscover or even that. It was just sort of like investigating, you know, So I don't know. It was felt very collaborative and playful, and but the real heart of it, right? And how do you, and making sure you hold on to the heart of what this show is about. So I don't know, that constant balance.
You know, Meredith writes a little thing, you know, as for directors who are going to do. He said, treat the characters as real. He's written a beautiful story.
They're
the
not
characters,
caricatures.
No, they're really beautiful, and there is some darkness, and there is. Light and shade to all of them, and I think, I mean, for Harold, he's obviously there's some darkness there, but he loves what he does. He loves it. I think the terrifying thing for him is in between gigs. You know, he probably feels a bit lonely. So, you know, I think he's really having the time of his life. You know, he likes the danger.
Continuing on the Sutton and Hugh love train, here's Jefferson Mays, who plays Mayor Shin.
I think that Sutton and Hugh have discovered this vein, this comic vein, which is wonderful and very right and giddy and all about love. Mm-hmm. Because I think when you're truly in love, you make each other laugh.
Yes.
And that's what they do. Sometimes to the point where the show stops because they can't carry on, you know. And that is so glorious to see.
But as a show that's been revived so many times and been around for so long, director Jerry Zaks and his production team had to approach it from a completely new perspective just to keep it fresh, of course. Here's Jerry, followed again by Warren Carlyle.
I'm thrilled. We've been working really hard to get this one just right. And I think we have. And I think it's going to make people very happy.
You know, for me, I approached it like it was a brand new show. I took my script and I opened my first page and I said, like, all right, what does the overture sound like? All right, what's the train look like? You know, this wasn't one where I felt like I was walking someone else's footsteps. When sometimes with revivals, you do feel that. I feel the weight of that. But I didn't feel that with this at all. This felt just like a completely original, completely fresh take on it.
Here's cast member Eloise Kropp.
They've really like edited the book, they've edited songs, they've, you know, and they've taken a new spin on what you know as like the classic Music Man. But I think it can happen with any show that you revisit at a different time in your life. Like if I saw the Music Man 5 years ago, it'd probably have a different impact than when I saw it today. And I think that's sort of what they did. Like they took what they learned and what happened throughout the pandemic and put that into the show. And they weren't trying to hide that it's 2021, right? It was, it might be, you know, mid turn of the century in River City, but we're still taking those ideas from 2021, 2022 into this show.
Joining us together, we have Cherie Springer, Garrett Long, and Lance Roberts.
And with everything that has been going on, if you want to just come away with joy and be happy, yes. Doesn't matter who you are, how old you are, doesn't matter. This show transcends so much.
And that's what we hear when we walk out of the theater. We hear people as we walk out, just like, I had so much fun. And you're just like, yay. That's all you want for them. And as far as like the show, it is timeless. It will always be loved. And I think our show, with that extra sense of humor, which it normally doesn't have, it's spot on for right now.
Ensemble member Jordan Beal.
I think we made some changes that are appropriate for this day and age, which I think is very important and I'm all about. And I think was needed. We did some updating. We did some revising. And I think it's going to spread a lot of joy throughout the community. When I walked into rehearsal the first day, I was a bit intimidated. So many stars and so many veterans. I felt almost like I didn't belong there. And I still have to remind myself daily that I do. I worked really hard for this. And it's deserved. And I do belong. But it is so wonderful working with them because I learned so much. Just being able to watch, I learned so much, which is really special and really cool to take those lessons away.
There were 21 debuts in The Music Man. 21. So many emotions, so many feels. Here's legend Jane Haddishell, who plays Eulalie McKechnie-Shinn, talking about what it feels like to be back on stage.
It's unbelievable. I mean, there was a time during the pandemic where I thought, oh, well, maybe this is it. Maybe I'll just never be on stage again. And it was very hard to kind of wrap my head around that idea. And so the fact that not only am I back on stage, but back on stage it was such a full bore experience with, you know, 40 people in the cast and a full orchestra and full crew, it's pretty thrilling, really.
Daniel Patrick Russell, who's a swing and the understudy for Tommy Gelis, had this to say.
I got to say, being here at the Winter Garden is so special for me because, you know, I've done West Side Story quite a few times. That's a story that's very dear to my heart. I just did the movie with Spielberg at the end of last year. And that's where this, you know, that's where they first played West Side Story, was here at the Winter Garden. So I feel a lot of the energy in this theater. It's very special. So to be doing Music Man here is just, it's great.
Here's Drew Menard.
So I've been waiting a long time for this moment and I'm just overcome with emotion. You know, it just is so exhilarating and we've all worked so hard for this and it's just, it's amazing.
Once again, here's Cherise, Garrett, and Lance.
I have to say, we are all rooting and pulling for each other 150%.
We all fan on each other, definitely. Especially the young people. We're so in love. Like, if I could crawl in their bodies and just love them from the inside out, I would, you know. They all call me auntie.
I feel really good, and I also call Rima Webb auntie. But I just feel ecstatic, and just, I love seeing the exuberance, and like I said before, it's like, I love being thrilled by our 21 Broadway debuts. I mean, they inspire me to no end. They really do. I can't wait till tomorrow. I mean, this was fun the first night, but now I'm like, okay, now let's really get into it. So I can't wait till Friday night. I want to see what that audience is going to bring and what we're going to bring. And now that these kids, I was calling them all Broadway stars today. I said, well, now you've opened on Broadway. You're an official Broadway star. So tomorrow they may not speak to me, but I can't wait to see them on the stage.
And I have to say, making people laugh right now it makes me feel so full, so much fuller than I ever have before. I feel like we have the cure for the pandemic blues in our building. And it's every night people are dying of laughter. It's so good.
This is Ronnie S. Bowman Jr.
You felt the love, you felt how everyone was here to support us and also to celebrate the work that we have put in. We've gone through a lot in the past years, and also with Broadway coming back, there's been ups, highs and lows. So it has felt amazing to open a Broadway show, my first Broadway show, with this great company, this great cast and creatives. I'm just so blessed.
This guy is one of my favorite voices, Philip Boykin, of course, from the Quartet. Here's what he had to say.
My late father, Dwight Woods, took me to see The Music Man when Eric McCormick, when he was The Music Man. And I sat in the audience, and the guy that sang my role was an African-American guy. And I said, one day I'm going to do that role. And look here, I'm here. Dreams come true.
Here's Maria Briggs.
I was really just talking to Kate, our producer, and saying that this family is really special and the community that we have is really special. And I think it's because of what we're coming out of, you know, like it's been such a trying time. We're all so tender, and this feels new to all of us. Even those of us that have been doing it for years, it still feels new because we're in this new era post-COVID. You know, it's been a tough couple years for all of us. And so I think that has really bonded us in a way that is really special. So it's incredible.
One of my favorite accents to listen to, Marie Mullen as Mrs. Peru.
The warmth coming off the audience and, you know, the show, the music, it's life-affirming. It's joyous. It's a love story. It's a small town community. It's all about community and people learning how to feel joy again.
This is Cammie Crumb, the understudy for Zanita Shin.
It's something that it's hard to just think about because I feel like if you start thinking about it, it gets very overwhelming. But this cast, we really are so close, and we've all kind of held each other through all of this because whether it's a Broadway debut or this is your 10th Broadway show, we've all been through the last 2 years, and we've all kind of had a similar experience. So to be able to just like hold each other together and get through this, it's made this night even more special.
Once again, here's Eloise Kropp.
I just feel so relieved, and I think everyone was just ecstatic to finally kind of cross that finish line in a way, because we've been waiting. Like, some of us have found out about this 2 years ago and have been waiting throughout the whole pandemic, and then when we opened in previews, there was another little wave of the pandemic. So I think now we're all just like, we can finally breathe a sigh of relief. Not that we haven't been having fun, but now we can really start having fun.
It's been mentioned a few times, but with 21 Broadway debuts, this was an extra special night for so many. Congratulations to all of you, and to close us out, once again, here's Jefferson Mays.
I got quite emotional about it because it just filled me with such joy and such hope and faith in the future of our industry and of our art, because it's in their hands, and they are the most dedicated, hardworking, professional, and above all, joyful. People, because you can't fake joy. You can't fake it.
Thanks for listening. Make sure to visit musicmanonbroadway.com for more info and tickets, and make sure to leave a rating and review about the podcast wherever you're listening now. Make sure to find me on Instagram and Twitter at theater_podcast, and find more information online at ttp.fm or bpn.fm/ttp. There are so many things in life that stress me out. You know what shouldn't stress me out? Eating! So we can all eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So you can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options for all dietary needs. And you can discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and even some drinks to help you stay fueled up. Factor is also celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Say that 5 times fast. Earth Month Eats. Earth Month eat. Just remember, these no fuss, no mess meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So just simply heat and eat the good stuff. Head to factormeals.com/TTP50 and use code TTP50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code TTP50 at factormeals.com/TTP50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up your springtime goals.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.